It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Nevin Barrich. He's Michael Feldman. First, the things that don't matter. Mike, Sex and the City movie comes out last night. For the first time ever, we're going to be able to see Kim Cattrall's breast on the big screen.
How exciting is that?
I am so excited about this. It really is, and I say this objectively, a great set of breasts. At 51 years old, those breasts on that woman is really more like 23 or 24.
It's unbelievable. And you know, one thing to point out, though, it's truly sad that there are going to be virtually no men that are going to see it, since apparently no men are going to this premiere.
And that's what I've never understood, that men seem to have this theory about the show, that it's very demasculating to men, that it's very empowering to women. It's simply not true. This is a show that was always about hot single women having lots of casual sex and Kim Cattrall's breast.
What more can you want, guys?
I really don't see it. I really don't see it. So, guys, if you have this theory, go out, see the movie. Judge the breasts for yourself. True. Kim Cattrall's breasts only on the Sex and the City movie premiere. From the adults to the celebrity children.
Ah, yes.
America has spoken. Nearly 100,000 people across the U.S. vote on Yahoo's gossip site, OMG, and they say that Siri Cruz, the 2-year-old daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, is too old to drink through a sippy cup. Mike, your reaction?
Two things. One, she's the daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, so she's not normal.
It really throws everything out the window.
I don't know how you can judge that, but also, it's a sippy cup. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're too old to drink out of a sippy cup,
you might as well die.
You have lost something.
You really have. And plus the word sippy cup.
Right.
It's a great phrase.
Isn't it?
It's a simple phrase, but a catchy phrase, and it makes sense. And that's the key. It's not like the Frisbee, which, as cool as a Frisbee is, you really don't see the connection between the disc and the name and how to evolve over time. You see the sippy cup, and you get the sippy cup name. There's an automatic connection.
Absolutely. There's nothing else it could be called.
So, Siri, you drink through that sippy cup, girl, and you enjoy yourself.
That's right.
Now, the things that really matter. Lakers-Celtics, NBA Finals. This is huge.
Unbelievable. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we know that a lot of you out there in, podcast listener land, I guess, don't really know how big this is. I mean, you're maybe not the biggest sports fans out there and everything. Everybody, the Indiana Jones movie just came out, right? The newest one. How long has it been, Nevin?
19 years since the last Indiana Jones movie.
Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers are one of the great rivalries in sports.
And they have not played in the NBA Finals in the last 21 years. And in the same week, Mike, Indiana Jones 4, Lakers Celtics in the Finals, and Kim Cattrall's breasts on the big screen. Have you ever thought you'd live through such exciting times?
Everybody, this is one of the greatest weeks in the history of human civilization.
It really, really is. And this fresh off the news of Woody Allen's movie where you're going to have Scarlett Johansson and Penelope Cruz in a lesbian sex scene. I mean, really, society as a whole is on an upswing.
It's really exciting. I mean, it's funny. We were in that down period, that 20-year down period, right?
It was a long 20 years.
I mean, it's basically my life. But the thing is now we are finally coming to terms with the fact that we can handle the Celtics and Lakers in the Finals, a new Indiana Jones movie, Kim Cattrall's breasts on the big screen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly a golden age.
This is exciting. It's a great, great time to be alive. Good stuff all around. iPhone's getting cheaper.
Right.
We'll rectify the gas problem. We really will.
I think it'll happen.
You know, we're going to get Bush out of the White House, so we're going to get rid of the gas problem. But for right now, Lakers, Celtics, Indy 4, Kim Cattrall's breasts. Good stuff.
This is clearly a sign of happier times.
It really
is. Good things to come.
It really, really, truly is. Good way of putting it. We always encourage letters from our readers. Always encourage comments. You can get us in a couple of ways. MikeandNev.blogspot.com or send us an email at MikeandNev@yahoo.com if we like your comment or we think we can embarrass you and increase our popularity at the same time. We will read it on the air. And Mike, we got a letter this week from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. We have international listeners on Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. This is huge.
Let me just say, who is it from?
It is from Josh in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Josh, hola.
Hola, my friend. Gracias and sí. Did you know, by the way, that the Spanish word for no is no? I love that.
What?
I love that. It's almost like English and Spanish, U.S. and Mexico coming aligned.
Wow.
It really
is. That's exciting.
It's nice to see, really.
It really is.
Especially after the whole Mexico, you know, America war, you know, they used to be fight over California.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little ugly. But now, Josh from Mexico talked about hockey. And on last week's show, we talked about how we felt hockey was stupid.
Yep.
And how a practice that was going on in Detroit for 56 years that was banned by the NHL, octopus twirling and tossing onto the ice, was also stupid. And here's what Josh in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico writes. He writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, hockey is not stupid. You're just missing the entire concept. However, I agree with you about the octopus throwing. That is stupid, and I'm glad they got rid of that moronic tradition." And it's signed, Josh in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Now, here's my thinking with Josh in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Yes.
I think Josh has commitment issues.
Okay.
Because I'm hearing two things here. He's saying hockey is not stupid. But then he, in the same breath, he's saying that a 56-year hockey tradition is stupid.
Hmm.
You can't have it both ways. That's not how a relationship works. If you love somebody or something, you love that person or thing unconditionally, regardless of their flaws. I think Josh, he's a little bit of a tweener. I'm going to guess that he has a lot of failed relationships in his life. I'm just being objective.
Yeah.
A lot of failed relationships in his life. And he just really can't rectify the fact that some people have good traits and bad traits, and you have to accept both. What do you think?
Well, it's a good point. I mean, I'm with you 100% on that. The other thing I just have to say is Mexico. Hockey. What?
Do they have ice in Mexico?
I just don't understand.
I mean, they don't have good water. I know
for
that.
For one thing. I mean, you know, aren't we talking like football here in Mexico?
It really is surprising. And you have to wonder, I mean, is he a gringo? Is he a native? I don't know.
Are we sure that he's aware of what hockey is?
That's a good point.
I mean, is he talking about hockey?
Could have a different name and meaning in Mexico.
Right.
That's very possible.
Since he is going over the fact that hockey is a great thing,
good,
that we don't understand it.
Excellent point. Well, let's assume that Josh in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, understands hockey,
okay,
what it is, what it's about.
I'm not sure I'm ready to go there, but okay.
But for the sake of argument,
okay,
let's go there for a second.
Sure.
I really do think that this kind of hits upon a bigger theme, and that's Josh's commitment issues.
Okay.
And we really, and I'm serious, Josh, you have to really look in the mirror, and you have to say to yourself, what do I want, and what can I accept? And you ask yourself this, if you meet a beautiful woman, and Josh in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, I'm going to assume you're heterosexual, and if you're not, that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, but assuming you're heterosexual, if you meet the love of your life, and she's everything you hope she would be,
mm-hmm,
and you wake up to her the next morning, and she's twirling an octopus in the air, and she throws it out the window, and there's snow on the ground in Mexico for the first time ever, will you still love her, and will you accept her? And if the answer is no, then you don't love hockey, and hockey is stupid. That's my thought.
What more need be said?
I think we've really hit upon this.
Wow.
As good. So, Josh in Mexico, thanks for the letter. Don't forget, guys, you can write us in two ways, mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Send us an email at mikeandnev@yahoo.com. Visit our sponsor site, nevdog.blogspot.com, the greatest site in the blog universe. For Michael Fellman, I'm Nevin Barrage. It's Things That Matter, that Mike and Nev. All we got to say is, sippy cup!